The next installment of the Twilight series opens in movie theaters later this week. While many female fans are ready to fawn over the latest from Edward and his coven of vampires, Megan Collins Sullivan headed to the heart of vampire culture, Transylvania.
Really? There's nothing creepy about this countryside in the foothills of the southern Carpathians. Snow-capped mountains tower over a rolling landscape, dotted with flocks of sheep. Besides the natural beauty, there's another draw for tourists. The crashing, creaking sounds of a haunted house greet pilgrims on their way to the main attraction, Dracula's Castle. Actually, this is Bronn Castle, perched high overlooking the town of Bronn. And the connection with Dracula is tenuous at best. The inspiration for the fictional count of Bram Stoker's novel was a bloodthirsty 15th century ruler named Vlad Tepes. He's better known as Vlad the Impaler, and it seems he did pass through this valley. The castle's current owners, heirs to Romania's deposed royals, are milking that association. Besides some ornate furniture and artwork of the late Queen Marie, visitors can view props from Francis Ford Coppola's Dracula movie. Costumes, necklaces, candlesticks. The effect is a bit unsettling for tourists like Carmen Pavel, who came from Bucharest sporting a t-shirt with the words, "All Romanians are vampires." She noticed some parts of Dracula's castle were inexplicably closed off. And in one of the open rooms,
there was one bat, a real bat, just hanging from the ceiling.
A coincidence?
You play tricks on yourself. But you say, yeah, this must be the one vampire, and that must explain why the rooms are locked and stuff like that.
A few miles from the castle, innkeeper Katharina Kermes prepares lunch for tourists in her busy kitchen. She dismisses the notion of anything supernatural in the air.
There are bats. We have quite a good number of bats, but, I mean, they're not dangerous. No blood-sucking animals, or of course we have wolf bears. This is maybe strange to other people, not to us.
And if a vampire turned up at the inn and wanted a room, no problem.
As long as he doesn't disturb us, I mean, or the what's going on in the house. Maybe he gets a coffin in the cellar, but there's nothing prepared.
Good news for Edward and Bella as they consider honeymoon spots. For NPR News, I'm Megan Collins-Sullivan in Bucharest.